This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Bell's Hop Slam. It's a Category 14C Imperial IPA. The label's sort of amusing. It has, looks to be a guy crushed by three giant hop cones. The neck label or the back label says, "A biting, bitter, tongue bruiser of an ale. With a name like Hop Slam, what did you expect?" It says it's a 10% ABV beer, and it mentions that it has honey in it. Ordinarily, a beer with honey would kick it to one of the specialty type categories, but seeing as the style calls for sugar to lighten the style, you know, if the honey isn't a noticeable flavor, if it's just used to add more fermentability, then that should be fun. So it's a deep gold, light amber color. It's clear. Had a moderate-sized off-white head that was frothy, but it didn't really retain well. So I'll give it a 2 on appearance. The foam stand really ought to hang around. The aroma, big nose. It's the fresh, citrusy, grassy, piney hops. Wow. There's some clean malt sweetness underneath, sort of a neutral malt. I get moderate esters, but they're the kind of esters that make me think they're more from hops than yeast, because I'm getting like peach and apricot and pineapple. And sort of make me think of, you know, Simcoe and Amarillo and, you know, hops like that. But the esters and the hops blend together really nicely. The malt's fairly neutral in character. Seems to have a clean fermentation profile. Again, I'm sort of attributing the ester level to hops, because those kind of esters aren't usually something that I associate with yeast. And, you know, there isn't really a... Sometimes beers with a lot of hops in them come off with a sort of a harsh vegetal edge. This doesn't have that at all. It's a very clean, fresh hop character, and it's very intense. So I'm going to give it full credit, 12 on aroma. So taste it. Yeah, it's got a very high bitterness, moderate esters, the same kind of esters that I smelled, those peach, apricot, pineapple. The hop flavor is high, again, very fresh, grassy, citrusy, piney, plus those esters I mentioned. The malt's moderate. It's got a sort of neutral richness, sort of a, you know, a base malt kind of character. It's fairly dry, but it's not crisp. The alcohol is noticeable. I get some of it in the flavor. There's a light harshness, could be from hops or alcohol or both. But it's not bad for a beer with this amount of hops in it. I'll give it a 17 for flavor. I'd like it to be a little bit crisper, lose a little bit of the alcohol bite and a little of the little bit of the harshness. Love the bitterness level, love the hops and esters, love the malt, love that it's clean. Just clean up the finish, dry it out a little bit, lighten it up, maybe a little in alcohol. So 17 for flavor. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium-high carbonation, medium body. It's warming, a little hot. It could use some more aging, or it could use to be smaller. I get some hop astringency. Again, not too bad for a beer this hoppy. I think I'll give it a 4 for mouthfeel. Knock it a little bit on the astringency and a little bit on the alcohol. So overall, it's a hugely hoppy beer. Noticeable alcohol, but it's not burning. The great esters are there. They seem to be from sort of modern American hops. I think it's a really nice job. I would like to see it sort of aged a little bit more, or preferably made with a little bit lower ABV, with a little bit drier finish. So I think, you know, a crisper finish and like less of an alcohol hit would make this more drinkable. You know, it's a nice beer to drink now, but I think it would be even better, you know, if it was a 9% beer instead of a 10% beer. But, you know, those are fairly minor. I love that they got this much hop character into a beer. I'm going to give it a 9 overall for a total score of 44. So that's the Bell's Hop Slam. It's a Category 14C Imperial IPA.